car upon completing your service. So call 1-800-GO-AMCO for a location near you. That's AAMCO. AMCO, transmissions, and a whole lot more. 1-800-GO-AMCO.
Republic Bank wants to say thank you to the first responders and healthcare workers for their dedication during this crisis. Republic Bank is partnered with the Odyssey venue of Tinley Park to show gratitude. For every Mother's Day dinner purchased, a dinner will be donated to a local first responder or healthcare worker. Join them in thanking these brave men and women by calling the Odyssey venue at 708-429-7400 or visit theodysseyvenue.com. To the frontline heroes, Republic Bank thanks you.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things. Like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 6655 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 6655. Enjoy.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Chicago's number one and most listened to sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. Radio.com Sports Station. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. The Score!
What's your name, son?
Danny Bernstein. I'm from Deerfield, Illinois.
Dan Bernstein on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
That's enough. Don't care. Not interested.
Insightful sports talk for your workday from one of Chicago's most respected radio professionals.
Professional what?
Professional penis.
Dan Bernstein.
In a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Middays on The Score.
Nicely done, Ray. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Friday. Make it as happy as you can. Really? You're going to derail things already? You're going to start out like this because you
they
know?
They live in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
Which, also known as Wisconsin. Seriously? Come on, man. I'm not even, like, right out of the gate. Honestly, you give me the gorillas right out of the gate. The gorilla. come on. Be fair. Hub Arkish will join us at 10 to talk Bears, because we're talking Bears. We've got the midday midway at 10:40. Also, we have to get to some of the sound that we didn't. Craig Hodges was on the radio out in the Bay Area and had some really strong stuff regarding The Last Dance. And I should let you know now that Monday's show post Last Dance, our Bulls Monday with Will Perdue co-hosting, it's going to be awesome. Right now, we've got Mark Schanowski's going to join us on Monday and Bill Cartwright's going to join us on Monday. And there's more in the hopper, and it's going to be pretty spectacular. So we'll do the midday midway at 10:40. Dave Zirin, the sports editor at The Nation, the Edge of Sports podcast, one of the smartest people writing sports anywhere, is going to join us at 11. He doesn't share the warm fuzzies about Michael Jordan that so many do, and he feels strongly that there were too many opportunities missed and too much selfishness being celebrated, and he's going to give us a contrarian viewpoint at 11. At 11:20, author Danny Tarkanian, the son of Jerry Tarkanian, he's got a book out called Rebel with a Cause. It's the definitive biography of Jerry Tarkanian, and especially with what's going on right now with the NCAA relaxing some of their rules and what is happening, the irony of what seems to be coming down just as NCAA is going to hammer Kansas, apparently, for boosters funneling money to recruit players, even though that's now kind of legal. He'll be able to have some thoughts about what that all means at 11:20. And then at 11:40, Terry Bors is going to join us, because tonight will be the airing of the last Boers and Bernstein show, which was something of a spectacular, if bittersweet, production. And Terry is going to join us. He's got some Bulls thoughts, too. He's been looking forward to opening up a microphone. He's going to get the chance to do that at 11:40. Surprise is coming, too. 312-644-6767 is the number. At WSCR, the score. You email us at Bernstein@670thescore.com. You also can listen to us live. We're streaming at 670thescore.com. You download the radio.com app. You can stream the score on your mobile devices. Interact with the show and the station. Liking the 670 The Score page. Send a text, 67011. Find the text zone. It's brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. Save time. Shop online at rosenhyundai.com. Twitter is at Bernstein670. If you want to follow me, my personal account, you can, at Dan_Bernstein. Jay Zawoski is our executive producer. Ray Diaz, the executioner, is on the board doing what he does.
Stop it!
So I showed it. I showed it to both my kids. And obviously, one appreciates it more than the other, who the other just kind of rolls her eyes and goes, oh, God. And I sent it to my dad, who also loved it, and then got to send it also to my niece and nephew in Brooklyn, who loved it. Because when you have flatulent gorillas, it's a moral imperative to share flatulent gorillas with the world. And then the debate began within my family on this email, saying, this isn't real. This can't be real. Those have to be dubbed in. This isn't real. I'm like, no, it's a nature video. That's Doctor Who, this David Tennant, who's voicing it over, doing the narration. I said, yes, 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 I'm insisting that this is real. There were other robots that were actually employed by these documentarians, by these scientists. So I had to vouch for the veracity of the flatulent gorillas, and I found myself more passionate than probably I expected to be. But indeed, we are, as Chicago sports people, and I'm learning, looking around at some of the reporting that's being done in other cities, it's not just Chicago, but I decry the day after schedule release as being one of the dumbest days in sports because of predicting wins and losses, knowing absolutely nothing. In a normal year, in a year without a disease pandemic that's ground everything to a halt, even in a normal year, it's completely ridiculous. Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. Don't we know now? Well, for all these years, how many years do we have to have games where you wake up one morning and you look and you see that the opposing quarterback is David Blau, or the opposing quarterback is Jeff Driskel, or it's Tyler Thigpen, or it's, who was that bum on Minnesota? Was it David Webb? Was that the guy's name? Dave Webb? Joe Webb? I forgot who it was. It was bad. And that's what matters. Or when the other team realizes it's Chase Daniel. We have no idea. And yet, I always, every year it's the same thing, that all of the Chicago deep football thinkers, we snap into action, and we do our perfunctory job of saying they'll win this game, they'll lose this game. I predict, say it like you mean it, that they'll win. And it's always like 9-7, 8-8. Almost everybody always ends up 9-7, 8-8. And that way you can say, because that's probably what this Bears team is. If things go fine, they're 9-7. How about Matt Miller, by the way? Did you see that? How about our guy? Came out with, apropos of nothing, decided to have power rankings posted on Twitter. The Bears were 31 of 32, if I saw that correctly. And I looked at it again. I'm like, wait a second. Based on all the stuff he said about the defense and the draft picks, it can't be right. This can't be power rankings. It has to be some other kind of ranking. But no, I think there might have been a little bit of trolling in there. I think Parkins put him on to make a friendly wager with him that they would be better than the second worst team in the NFL. But again, that is a bigger football mind than I probably possess. Last night, Bears head coach Matt Nagy was on NFL Network, and they talked to him about the schedule and other things about how this is all shaping up. So we're going to get to some Ryan Pace stuff that was on the Score airwaves last night. But I thought first, let's evaluate what the Bears head coach had to say about how this season, whatever it may be, is at this point shaping up.
We're excited for that. We have a lot of respect for them, and we know it's going to be a big game for us. Our guys, you know, understand and aware the changes that they made in Tampa, and obviously who's behind the center there with Tom Brady. So we'll be excited for it.
Okay, Matt, then you look at the next pocket of games behind that. Three of four on the road, and then taking it all the way up into your Week 11 bye, based on last year's schedule, of course, and last year's results. Pretty nice run of tough teams right there. When you see that grouping of teams at that point and that cluster of road games, do you think about that at this point of the season, as we're so far, you know, removed from games actually being played?
Yeah, for us, you can see there's a nice set of teams there from you know, in the middle of the schedule that as every game we're going to get tested. And so I think the biggest thing that we've learned over the years is when you have a night game to a day game the next week to maybe a middle of the day, you know, 3:25, 4:25 game on the road, at home, different times, it's mentally challenging. And our guys got tested with that last year. So we'll have to be prepared for it, stay mentally strong, and know that, you know, no one cares about that. We got to be strong throughout and give it our best each and every week.
That's a great point, because I've heard coaches say that for years. You know, when you have a lot of primetime games or this time here, it's tough on guys. But do you think going through that last year will help you adjust to it some this year?
I definitely do. I think we learned a lot last year in so many different areas. I learned a lot as a head coach, just for me, with the scheduling aspect, with how we practice, the tempo of that, making sure we get guys rested the right way, but yet still keep that competition throughout. And then, you know, we learned a lot last year. We lost four games in a row. And the one thing that's a positive now that we can sit back and look at that is I was really proud of our players and our organization for sticking together throughout all of that. That's not easy. And we did that. And so that'll help us this year and know that not everything's going to be perfect, but we got to just stick together, be a family, stay strong, and just play for one another. And that's what I'm really looking forward to here with our guys this year.
That you know, you talk about that chemistry, and you also brought up competition. Of course, right now with the virtual offseason workouts, you can't really have that great on-field competition. But Matt, of course, you know, the big question mark going in for you guys, you bring in Nick Foles, you've got Mitch Trubisky there. Just what is your thought as to how you're going to approach the competition between those two once you actually get on the field?
Sure. Yeah. Well, to start, you know, we'll see where everything goes here in regards to training camp and how that goes. We're going to have to be really efficient as coaches in making sure that all the players on our team understand the amount of competition that we have going on. We keep using the word healthy competition. And so obviously everyone's focused in with Mitchell and with Nick. And you know, the guys have been absolutely great. Mitch has been really, really good in all of our Zoom meetings. He's in a really good place right now. I just really appreciate the way he's handled everything. That's not easy. But when we're real with this and we're all human, it's not easy. And so he's been tested, but he's really looking forward to the challenge. And he's embracing the open, healthy competition part of that. And the same with Nick. So it's going to be we're honest with each other in this whole process. And if you're honest, then it's a lot easier for these guys to just go out and play. And that's what we're going to do across the board at every position.
That's Bears head coach Matt Nagy. And here's the thing, where I get you when you hear stuff like stick together, support each other, we're a family. Because we have had this unique experience hearing all of the stupidity come from Mark Trestman and building the man and all of that. However, the one thing that we can say for sure, even amid everything that went sideways last year, the one thing that Matt Nagy does really well is he does keep a locker room together. He does. He really does keep his group together. No matter what we are comfortable hearing, his players eat that stuff up. So far, his teams, and obviously riding high in one year, finishing 8-8 in the next, that I kept looking at how things felt to us from the outside last year and from, you know, Trubisky's travails and everything about turning off the televisions and, you know, losing those games, as he says there, and what they learned from it. You have to credit a young head coach for keeping a team from spiraling downward, because we've all been in those seasons where you can tell, you know, when a team is tuning everything out, when guys are playing for themselves, when you're not getting the performances you need from people who are thrust into action. And they got it last year. All of that stuff sounds kind of ridiculous sometimes to us. And it's okay to react that way because, yeah, I get your role in your eyes. But he knows what his players want to hear, what they need to hear. And I have to give him credit because whatever connection he has maintained enough. They weren't good enough last year for a lot of reasons, and Trubisky wasn't good enough, and they didn't block well enough, and the running game was awful. The tight end play was unacceptably bad, unproductive. The play calling needs to improve, just as Mayor Lightfoot said. But they didn't stop working for him. And as the 630 says, he can keep a team together. He just can't call an offensive plan that suits his team. Well, that's this chance that we're going to get now. That's what we're going to learn when he has a quarterback who can function, can see the field the way he sees it. It's no different than how it used to be in the NBA, where your point guard had to be the extension of the coach. This is an offense that is reliant on the quarterback seeing everything. And you can look at any descriptor that Nagy uses. And when he says Mitch has to be a master at understanding coverages, that's his way of saying Mitch was screwing up too much. And so much of this is based on the quarterback recognizing things and understanding things and in making some of those decisions. And that's why I think that this is already, the competition's already cooked and that Nick Foles is already going to win it, because he has to. Because the criteria for a quarterback competition, all of those criteria are aspects for which they traded for Nick Foles. So you don't trade for the guy because he does things well. Say, you two are going to be graded on how well you do these things. We've already decided that we made this trade, Mitch, because you weren't good enough at doing these things. So unless Mitchell Trubisky completely reinvents himself and has, and all of a sudden the light has gone on, they've already made their call in that regard. However, from what I understand of their deliberations regarding Trubisky's fifth-year option, that Matt Nagy isn't lying when he says he still, or Ryan Pace isn't lying when he says he still believes that there is something to be reclaimed, that there is something to be salvaged in Trubisky, that he's not giving up on him. And they really did discuss a lot of these possibilities and ultimately understood that they didn't want to be on the hook for the $24 million, nor did they want to send the message that failure would be rewarded, that's just kind of the wrong sign to send, and that they would have opportunities if, in fact, somehow Mitchell Trubisky either won the job or was forced into action because of injury and performed better than expected, that if they felt that all of a sudden it's back, it's on, everything they saw before the draft, everything they thought he could be, he once again could be, they could give him, they could pay him then. There's the franchise tag that's available. There were ample opportunities for recourse if that would be the unlikely case. So when we come back, I want you to hear what Ryan Pace said. The general manager of the Bears was on The Score last night on Bears All Access, and he addressed everything. He addressed the schedule. He addressed Mitchell Trubisky. So we're going to hear some chunks of sound when we return. I'm Dan Bernstein. We've got a lot to come today, including Hub Arkish at 10, Midday Midway at 10:40, and then a busy 11 o'clock hour with Dave Zirin and Danny Tarkanian and Terry Bors. It's all coming your way between now and noon. We are live and local on The Score.
Wondering if Ryan Pace is awake up there.
The dramatic story of the 90s Bulls has been the hot topic in sports nationally, thanks to ESPN's eye-opening documentary.
Paxton for three! Yeah!
So every Monday morning, 9 to noon, we're bringing in three-time Bulls champion Will Perdue to hang out with Dan Bernstein, recapping this historic time.
Things got real.
These were the episodes that kind of did the deep dive as far as what everybody wants to know about the Bulls, but also about Michael Jordan. Michael controls the content. He had to have the last say, and he allowed a lot of this to be out there.
From behind the scenes, in the locker room, at the practices, and in the heat of the championship run, Will Perdue talks Michael Jordan, Phil Jackson, and the rest of the 90s Bulls with Dan Bernstein every Monday 9 to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, official radio home of the Bulls.
This is Boomer Esiason with the Radio.com Sports Minute. It happened 50 years ago, folks, at 7:27 p.m. Eastern Time. Here comes Willis, declared Marv Albert, then 28 years old, hobbling on a torn right thigh muscle, shot full of cortisone. Knicks Hall of Famer Willis Reed whipped the Garden crowd into a frenzy. He hit the team's first two shots before focusing on defense against his Lakers counterpart, Wilt Chamberlain. When the fans pulled down the roof for Willis, it lifted us sky high, recalled Bill Bradley. We knew we had to win it for Willis. Walt Frazier played the game of his life, if you ask me. In Game 7 of the NBA Finals, finishing with 36 points, 19 assists, and 7 rebounds. Teammates Dave DeBuscher, Dick Barnett, and Bradley all came up huge in the surprising 133-99 romp. Within 17 months, the Jets, Mets, and Knicks had all won their first ever championships, and New York City was fun city, and I was 8 years old. And that was great. I'm Boomer Esiason.
Healthcare is very local. We know how it's actually being consumed in Illinois, in Chicago, in Evanston, in Springfield, in every single county. That deep knowledge helps us deliver greater value to all of our customers. My name is Steve Hammond, president of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois. We're deeply embedded in our communities and feel the obligation to continue to create new value and drive lower healthcare prices, greater access to coverage, and better health outcomes for all of our customers. We treat every interaction with our customer as something that is very deeply personal. And that's the major difference. We're not trying to get through that call to get another one. We want to engage with that member to find out exactly what issue we can help them resolve. We're a fabric of these communities. That's what sets us apart.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
While we're all doing more cooking at home, why don't you cook with the best stuff? How about Omaha Steaks, the most tender, the most flavorful you've ever had? You can only get steaks of this quality from Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher. And Omaha Steaks not only is open right now, 4 locations in Chicago, and you can call ahead and you can pick up your order in Schaumburg, Naperville, Oak Brook, and Orland Park. But this special offer that I've been telling you about runs only through Sunday. And what the offer is for your purchase of $49 or more, if you mention Dan Bernstein sent you, you are going to get 8 free quarter-pound Omaha Steaks burgers. That is 2 pounds of free meat when you say Dan Bernstein sent you. Your local Omaha Steaks store is open and stocked with a full selection of the best steaks, burgers, pork, poultry, seafood, and more. So call ahead, place your order. Your steak expert will have it ready, and all purchases are backed by an unconditional 100% money-back guarantee. It's Omaha Steaks, a fifth-generation family-owned company with over 100 years of expertise in selling perfectly aged beef, hand-cut by master butchers in the heartland of America. So this is good through Sunday. You call Omaha Steaks in Schaumburg, Naperville, Oak Brook, or Orland Park. Tell them Dan Bernstein sent you. And for your order of $49 or more, you will then get 8 free quarter-pound Omaha Steaks burgers. So do this before Sunday ends.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number 1, number 2 employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to Nationals this year! Sorry, that's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of respiratory diseases. Wash your hands. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Stay home when you are sick. Cover your cough or sneeze. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects with household cleaning spray. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by the National Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over 1 million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Boy, things have gotten really weird.
Yeah, it almost seems like every day you don't know what to expect. So we are going to try and help get you through it.
I'm Charles Feldman.
And I'm Mike Simpson, and we're the hosts of the new podcast, Coronavirus Daily. We bring in some of the top experts all around the world to ask the questions that you have.
Because we are all in this together, and you know what? We are all going to survive this together.
Again, Coronavirus Daily on the radio.com app, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Stitcher.
Doctor's Log, Hell Date 2020. Right now, health and medical industries are feeling the pressure of the COVID-19 outbreak. Doctors are feeling that pressure. Nurses are feeling that pressure. I'm definitely feeling that pressure. And so I wanted to capture some of this journey. It's a log of this scary adventure we're all on together. I'm Esther Chu, MD, and this is my Doctor's Log. Go subscribe on radio.com and wherever you get your podcasts.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
What I thought was really neat when we just talked to Mitch, which is, speaks to who he is you could feel how much of a competitor, and you know it and you see it. He's a competitor now, and he's embracing it and excited to get back to work. You know, with that said, part of the conversation that you know, we discussed too was understanding here the big picture. Is I know that Mitch gets a lot of this, but you know, we could have been a lot better coaching schematically, and I could have been a better head coach. And then we all, as we all know, you know, we can always be better players around them as well.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy from last month's teleconference. And it's great that Mitchell Trubisky is embracing competition, but here's the thing. He doesn't have a choice. What else would he do? Not embrace it? Refuse to come to camp? Deny that it exists? I mean, I know it all sounds really good, but Trubisky has not ever shied away from working hard. And that's sort of the fallacy of the motivational aspect of this. Well, not picking up the option, he's got to bet on himself, and now he's... That's always been there with him. Work ethic has never been a problem. If anything, it's been getting him out of the building. And he's always there and always doing the work and always fired up and staying hydrated and all his things and reps and reps and reps. The biggest problem they had was that during games, he wasn't the same quarterback he was during practice. And maybe it's possible that when he's going against a familiar defense, or maybe when the bright lights aren't on, that he's just a different guy, that he ends up not able to be himself, that he ends up choking and he can't do what he, you know, we've got, how many times we hear that? I was ripping that play all week in practice. Well, that's great. Well, you know what? It doesn't matter. And the game doesn't care how you did in practice. The concern would be that he's spectacular in practice and he wins some quarterback competition, and then the same thing happens. And he gets out there, and then the defense confuses him because he's not seeing things that are that familiar, and it goes poorly. Fact is, in the practices that we saw in Bourbonnais last year, this was going on right in front of our eyes. And we were saying it. You were saying it. There were people who said, yeah, I was in practice, he looked awful. That happened too. There were times where he was getting confused, and he wasn't ripping that throw every time in practice. But now we have a schedule. We know how this is going to lay out. We know what the ostensible plan is here whenever there's actual football. And it's a rare thing when we get to hear long form from Bears general manager Ryan Pace. Well, Ryan Pace was on The Score last night on Bears All Access. And he was asked his initial thoughts on the team's 2020 schedule.
Looking at it right now, Jeff, as we're talking, I think, you know, you said it right off. We start off division opponent on the road in Detroit. You know, that's always a tough game. And then I see we've got, what, four national games, which is great. Then there's that stretch really at the end of the year where five out of the final seven games are NFC North opponents. And, you know, I think our bye comes at a good time. Week 11, that's a good time for a bye. So, yeah, I like it.
You know, Ryan, this is Tom Fair. Thanks for coming on with us. And I'm kind of like you, Ryan, is when I look at a schedule as a player or broadcaster, I kind of gravitate towards what you just talked about. I like the late season bye. The thing was, from November 16th on, you could have five cold weather games possibly, and a couple of them against divisional opponents. And then the Rams Monday night game, a long trip, get home Tuesday morning, and then you got the Saints next week. So those are what my eye gravitates towards. Seems like it's the same thing for you of you got things you look for and then dissect it from there.
Yeah, I think you're always looking. And, Tom, you know, every year the league changes so much, so it's hard to predict, you know, where these teams are going to be at different stages. But, you know, every year it's challenging. I do like the late bye. You know, I know we have a tough stretch right there with a bunch of division opponents at the end. You know, naturally, I kind of look for those warm weather teams coming to, you know, Soldier Field late in the year when it's cold. I think that's a good thing. But overall, you know, I think it all pieces together really well this year.
Hey, Ryan, Jim Miller here. Thanks for joining us today. And as you mentioned, every year it's its own entity. You know, we can say Detroit, yeah, that's a team we know. They're in division. They've got a lot of different moving parts now. Drafting Jeff Okuda, they bring in, obviously, the other corner from the Atlanta Falcons. And then even later in the schedule, when you look at Indy, they're a different club with Phillip Rivers. Tampa Bay with Tom Brady there. And, I mean, how much of a deep dive do you do and does the staff do already as you see the schedule come out and you see what you'll be facing this year?
100%, Jim. You said it's different every year. Detroit, you know, they had a really good draft. I know they've made some changes on defense as well, just schematically. And look, the Giants are a new staff. You know, the Colts with a new quarterback, Tampa with a new quarterback, Carolina's a new staff. So there's change in our league every year. So it's unpredictable how some of these teams are going to be. I think that's where our advanced scouts come into play. They're already doing work on our opponents. So, you know, it all goes hand-in-hand with our coaching staff. But, yeah, there's a lot of unknowns going into the season, but I think that's what makes it exciting, too.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace joining us. Jeff Joniak along with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score. This is Bears All Access at Detroit, home against the Giants September 20th, at Atlanta in Week 3, home to Indy in Week 4, and then a gentleman by the name of Tom Brady brings in his Tampa Bay Buccaneers on a Thursday night. That's the first of the four primetime matchups, Ryan. And, you know, from a fan perspective, you know, got a chance to, you know, you get a chance to see some of the great ones and you want to be at that game. It's Drew Brees coming to Soldier Field. You look at the big name quarterbacks that are coming to Soldier Field. And in your case, having been with Drew Brees in New Orleans, you never know when the last game is going to be in Chicago for a guy like that.
For sure. You got so much respect for all these quarterbacks and especially those guys where they're at this stage in their career. So it's an honor and a respect to play against them. But hey, that's where we load up on defense and get after it. So, you know, I'm excited about our defense in 2020 and especially our pass rush, and we'll need it against those good quarterbacks.
Bears general manager Ryan Pace talking about the schedule in general. And this is a guy who has spent a lot of money on his defense. That was a big contract for outside linebacker Robert Quinn. They spent to retain Danny Trevathan. They've got a new starting safety in Sean Gibson. So this defense, I think, should backstop their, however bad you think the offense could be. I don't think it can be as bad as last year. I don't think their tight end play possibly can be as bad as last year. I hope they learn their lesson in the run game, and I like to think whatever they're doing with the quarterback position will mean improved play. I don't know if that's going to necessarily mean their record jumps from 8-8 to something else, but I guess I disagree with our guy Matt Miller, who says they're going to be one of the very worst teams in the NFL. I say no. I say that front seven is one of the best in the NFL. And Pace described last night on Bears All Access why he thinks the second year in Chuck Pagano's scheme is going to mean bigger and better things.
Year two in Chuck Pagano's defense, there's a lot more familiarity with our guys and, you know, some new faces on defense. You talk about Robert Quinn and, you know, things we've done on defense with Deshaun Gibson and Artie Burns and Jalen Johnson. And so there's some new faces, but I think continuity with the rest of the guys in year two in Pagano's scheme is really going to pay dividends.
Well, the challenge here, we just talked to Jalen Johnson, the talented corner the Bears selected. And the challenge for that standpoint, to have young players come in and be contributors, you know, and every team has them. You know, and that normally, you know, you look at it, say that Giants team, Dave Gettleman picked three starters in that draft last year. But to be contributors, just the challenge of that with everything currently going on in the United States with what we're dealing with.
For sure, Jim. And I think that's where you know, when we're selecting these guys and we talked about their character, their football character, their football intelligence, all those things are higher on our priority list. And every one of these draft picks has that. And then you couple that with our coaching staff. And right now, just witnessing these virtual off-season program we're going through, and it's really what Matt and his coaching staff are doing, just being creative, keeping it fun, keeping it engaging, you know, the full participation with all our players. So I think it's a credit to our coaches and then us bringing in the right kind of players that even in these unprecedented circumstances can really learn and adapt to what they're going to face.
Ryan Pace, general manager of the Bears, our guest with Tom Thayer and Jim Miller. I'm Jeff Joniak. When you put together your roster, you're looking at the present but also the future. So do you look at, because you knew who the schedule player teams were going to be, you just don't know when you're going to play these folks and whatnot, and you can even look ahead down the road. Do you try to build your roster in a way that also battles the division and then your broader schedule in years to come and in the year of 2020, or is that, am I way off base on that?
You know, yeah, Jeff, I think there's some truth to that. I mean, you know, it starts with winning your division. So we know what we're facing. We know there's a lot of good quarterback play in our division. We know the type of conditions we're going to be playing in late in the year. So, yeah, I think there is some truth to that. But it's a little bit of both. I mean, for us, you know, we know positions are priority for us. We know where we need to increase depth, where we need to increase competition. And really, when I look at, you know, our team right now and what we've done as a personnel department, and that's our job, you know, to supply our locker room and our coaching staff with competition throughout. So I think, you know, you look, you know, you start with quarterback and corner and tight end and safety and outside linebacker. We've added a lot to all those positions, and I think we're going to feel it this year.
Ryan Pace says you start with quarterback, and obviously you do. He mentions the quality of quarterbacking within the division, and all you can play is that team that is there that week, whether it's in your division, out of your division. Ultimately, your overall one-loss record doesn't really care where they are. So I don't know how much planning you can do. That's why I mentioned how silly a day it always is, even under normal circumstances, to look at a schedule and say win-loss, 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 9-7, win-loss, 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 8-8. But we do it every year. What's critical, what everybody's going to be watching. I don't know if they're competing now in their Zoom meetings. I don't know if the competition has actually begun yet. If they have Foles and Trubisky working on quizzes, on recognitions, on if you see this, where do you go with the ball? What is your progression here? It is possible that they have already engaged them competitively in things. But Ryan Pace is, at some point, has to come to grips with the fact that his anointed selection to be the Bears' next great quarterback is something less than that, and they ended up not picking up the option. Here's what he had to say about it.
Yeah, Jeff, I think, you know, look, every team in the NFL, there's dates, you know, you got to make decisions by, and, you know, internally when this happens, we make those decisions, and we've always had the approach where we're honest and we're truthful with our players and with our staff, and look, then we move on and we get to work, and that's where it's at, and Mitch gets it, and everyone's competing. Everyone's focusing on better results. That's the entire team. That, you know, starts with me and everybody. And I think, you know, we believe in Mitch. That doesn't change. You know, Jeff, I think you can point to Kyle Fuller as a great example of a player, you know, that didn't get his option exercised, and I think we would say it's worked out well for him and for us. So, honestly, we feel like we've increased competition throughout our roster, and, again, that's our responsibility as a personnel department.
There you have it. That's Ryan Pace. So what do you think of what they're saying about the team? You heard from Nagy last night. You heard from Pace last night. And they said they're getting full team participation in Zoom meetings. I'd love to know how this is working. I'd love to know if this is just positional rooms or if they've got literally the entire team in some sort of team Zoom meeting. I don't know exactly what they are doing right now. It's sort of like with my kids in school. I just have to kind of trust them. Are you learning things? Are you doing work? Are you taking tests? Are you handing in homework? What's happening here? Are you and my wife and I are they going to be ready for next year? I mean, hell, my daughter's got like AP tests coming up next week that she has to take via, you know, this remote learning and certain computers, and they're only allowed to open notes for certain things. I don't know how the hell any of it works, but we're just saying, like, okay, I hope they're ready. It's sort of what I'm thinking about the Bears is, as all this is going on and all their teachers are adjusting to new modalities for instruction, are the Bears doing anything that's actually making them more ready? I don't know. What do you think? I want to grab some phone calls right now. 312-644-6767. We will do it ahead of Hub Arkish, who's coming up at the top of the hour. I'm Dan Bernstein, and you have the score.
Hey, it's Mike Mulligan.
And David Haw here.
Being live and local with 670 The Score is more important than ever.
So as America adjusts to a new work-at-home environment, trust us to keep you informed, entertained, and occasionally make you laugh during these uncertain times.
Just tell your smart speaker to play 670 The Score from radio.com.
And stream The Score live from your smart speaker instantly.
670 The Score is live and local, a radio.com sports station.
This segment is brought to you by AmeriPro Roofing. Standards through the roof.
In uncertain times, we could use someone to lean on. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois will stand by you with plan options to fit your budget. If you've recently lost your job, had a baby, or moved, you can still get the healthcare coverage you and your family need. Financial help may be available for those who qualify. Call 866-575-BLUE or visit hereforyouil.com to see if you're eligible to enroll. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois, a division of Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Bears head coach Matt Nagy.
Thank you to our amazing first responders and EMS, our state, city, and county police, as well as our brave firemen and women for being so selfless and saving so many lives during this extremely challenging time. Waking up every day and doing everything in your power to help control this COVID-19 is nothing short of heroic. From all of us here in the Chicago Bears organization, we thank you for your courage. Together, as one, we will prevail. I look forward to it. Bear down.
The Score is helping Chicago stay connected. For more, go to radio.com/stayconnected.
Thanks for streaming The Score.
McNeil and Parkins, afternoons 2 to 6 on The Score.
Kyle Long, having a dad who is in Pro Football's Hall of Fame, how is handling that for you?
Growing up, it was a delicate balance between being comfortable and loving my dad and also being uncomfortable because of the unwanted attention that I received and my brothers received. I ran from my bloodlines. I wanted to be Kyle, the baseball player, not Kyle Long, Howie Long's son. And really the straw that broke the camel's back with football was the fact that my older brother was getting ready to be the number 2 overall pick from the University of Virginia across the street from our high school. So I wanted to get out of town. I wanted to do something different. And I had confidence in myself to be able to have success, but I wasn't able to rein it in socially.
Listen to McNeil and Parkins on your ride home 2 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, a radio.com sports station. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago sports station.
Dan Bernstein with you, talking Bears on Sports Radio 670 WSCR. The Score, the NFL has put out their schedule, as defiant as they can possibly be in the face of worldwide disease. They're going to put out their schedule because they can, and it's yet another NFL show of force to say they are unstoppable and nothing can beat them, and they're going to have football, and they're going to figure this all out, and I guess they're going to have enough testing, they believe, when the time comes, and or they're betting on having a vaccine. Whatever they're doing, the NFL has been providing us with ample content as this has all gone on. And the Bears are soldiering ahead with their plan to have their quarterback competition. And now, I found this interesting, that we got odds here from Bet Online, at BetOnline _AG. It's BetOnline AG. And they have the odds out for the NFL 2020 Comeback Player of the Year. And your favorite in that regard right now is Ben Roethlisberger, who is at 5-2. Gronk, Rob Gronkowski, is at 9-2. J.J. Watt is 5-1. A.J. Green is 6-1. Also 6-1 is Nick Foles. That Nick Foles, who was both hurt and bad last year. And that is, it's really important to keep that in mind, because I've heard some of the Nick Foles discussion that has delved to, well, wait a second, he was hurt last year. He was hurt. He was also bad. He was benched. Not because he was hurt. He was out because he was hurt. He was then benched again because he wasn't good. So I always wondered what the rules are on comeback player of the year. Coming back from injury is one thing. Coming back from all of a sudden being bad might be another. But Cam Newton is 8-1. Matthew Stafford is also 8-1. And there you have Akeem Hicks on the board, a defensive end who is listed, or tackle, and whatever you want to call the five technique, listed as 66-1. You can put a bet on Akeem Hicks being comeback player. Our phone number is 312-644-6767, and we have gone through the motions with the Bears of identifying from their schedule the games they should win, the games they should lose, and a lot of people got excited seeing the Lions, like, oh yeah, that's a week one victory. You know, they're not favored. I don't know if that means anything to you, but they're not favored. They're 1.5-point underdogs already in that game. I'd love to know what the futures betting is. And did we find out, Jay, do you know if we got any data for what actually happened? As we talked about yesterday at this time, we were discussing ticket sales. Do we know what the numbers were, or what the activity was, the people actually buying single-game tickets?
I don't. The few people I was able to talk to yesterday were sort of hunkering down for what could happen after the schedule was announced. So they were at least expecting somewhat normal activity. A couple of people were not willing to really talk about it because they didn't want to, you know, put their businesses at risk or anything like that, or cause any panic with the public. But from a lot of people I spoke to yesterday, they were preparing for a very busy night and day today.
Which is fascinating, because our Twitter poll suggested that at least that, whatever that Venn diagram is of people who follow the show on Twitter and people who would otherwise have the disposable income set aside for Bears tickets, said they were not interested in buying single game tickets, because, you know, we went through some of the details yesterday of just how hard it can be to get things refunded, about how those battles are fought, that even if you're saying, I'm going to get my money back, you then have to commit to, you know, getting your money back.
Yeah, it's tough. And, you know, the poll was a little unscientific, too, because maybe we should have worded it as, if you are someone who normally buys tickets, do you still plan to? You know, because I never plan to in the first place. Normal circumstance. So, yeah, it's interesting, though. I'm going to follow up this weekend, and maybe we can talk to somebody on Tuesday. It's Last Dance postgame show on Monday, of course. But maybe on Tuesday we can get a follow-up on that.
Let's grab a call. Let's go to Bettendorf, Iowa, and welcome Stuart to the score. Hello, Stuart.
Hello. I want to say I think this Ryan Pace is just full of hot air. He talked like he's going to bring personnel into the competition, into the personnel room. The last 2 years he didn't bother bringing competition in for Mitch. So why is he talking that now? He said he's going to
get
a quarterback every draft. He didn't. At 5 years in, we're talking about an average team. They're going to be average. If they get really lucky, maybe something will happen. But it will be lucky. It won't be a good team put together.
Stuart, he's talking about competition because he brought in another quarterback this year.
The fourth year. What about the last 2 years? They anointed Mitch.
Yes, they did. They drafted him, and they anointed him.
If he believed there should always be competition, as he said, then why didn't they do that 2 years ago? Why didn't they bring competition in for someone 2 years ago?
Because that wasn't the time to do it when you had somebody who you traded up to draft second overall. That's not what teams do.
That's what he said he should do. That's what he said he always does. That's what he did not do. The guy is full of hot air.
Okay, thank you, Stuart. Was that weird, or was that just me? Was there something off about that? That sounded like an like an AI of some kind. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. Or maybe I'm just hearing things oddly. Things are bouncing around funny in my head. But thank you for the call.
It sounded funny in here too, Dan.
It did? Okay, because I didn't really know quite what was going on there. But thank you, I guess. We're getting calls from another dimension, or Terry's clay people are calling today. But that's okay. I mean, he's mentioning, all general managers always talk about having competition in the room, and it just generally means they have people. And having a lot of guys doesn't mean you're good, as the Bears fans should understand better than any after last year's 10 tight end formation, where you just had to have people all the time coming in that you'd never heard of, and then they've put other people there, and then you have one of the least productive skill position experiences I can ever remember watching any Bears team. That's seriously how bad the tight end play was last year. They didn't have a single tight end gain 100 yards for the season, is that right? I mean, some of these numbers from last year, and despite the fact that it is a incredibly tight end reliant offense. That's all you need. The fact that they won 8 games, actually, when you look at it, if you had said that the Bears tight end, that the production from that position in this offense over the course of a season would be the worst maybe any team has ever had, that the fact that they would win 8 games, it's pretty strange. And I'm not making excuses for the Bears, because look, he drafted Adam Shaheen. He told us what he thought Adam Shaheen could do. And Adam Shaheen could do a lot of things. And, well, maybe he can't. I'm just saying that. I know football isn't really one of them. But, by the way, the texters are killing me here. People are trying to figure out whatever that the accent was that guy had. Some saying they sounded like he was impersonating a New Hampshire accent. I guess I don't even know what a New Hampshire accent would sound like. I can't read some of these, but that's really good. And my favorite text, the 815. What the hell was that? I don't know, dude. I don't know. At that point, we need to just go to the Gorillas. I think that's, next time something like that happens, we need to have our friends, the Gorillas, just waiting for us. And
they
ready
live
to go
in a semi-permanent state of flatulence.
That is just a champion right there. And with the videos too, especially the one, was it the mama? There's one where she literally grabs her foot and like splays her left leg out to facilitate all of this. I mean, it's when you pair it with the visuals, I urge you, and maybe we'll repost it on Twitter, because it's just so good. And it's 2 minutes of absolute glory. And by the way, there's another local news midway story. There's more audio that we have today that we're going to run of something that actually is pretty incredible. So that we're going to be doing that coming your way at 10:40. But this is the 563 says, I live in Eastern Iowa and nobody sounds like that. Yes, I'm telling you, that's sometimes on Fridays we get calls from odd places and odd. Nick Foles is a 6-1 bet for comeback player of the year, and I don't think those numbers are on him if they think Mitchell Trubisky is going to win this quarterback competition, which I hope is already underway, and I would like to be getting updates on how they are doing this in their Zoom meetings and how they're teaching, because Nagy talks in the presentation, the stuff he said last night, he makes it sound like they're busy with stuff. And we don't know. We don't know how much or how much the collective bargaining agreement allows them to be doing things now. Like, if you were going to have your rookie mini camp right now, how do they adapt the collective bargaining agreement to allow them to do X amount of hours of work? That's a serious question. I wonder what they're under, what kind of control they're able to compel players. Is it optional? Is this considered an OTA? Can they fine guys for being late? It's football after all. I mean, they love be on time. When I say this time, it means 5 minutes early, whatever. And having the consequences and learning from their commitment to their craft and everything that they talk about, who gets to the building early. Just one of these things, like, guys get to the Zoom meeting early and they take note of it. He's the first guy in the building. He's the last guy to leave. And are they able to compel guys to be a part of this? Because so much of it seems to be just like checking a box. Like, I know that there is a wide range of commitments for teachers in school learning now, and it's taken some schools a lot of time to ramp up and figure out what they're doing and consult with what other schools are doing, and some were just out ahead of it. Some obviously have the resources that others don't, and getting laptops and tablets in their hands to just be able to participate in certain areas has been a near impossibility, and some areas don't even have Wi-Fi. They're not even wired for the internet enough to be able to participate. But I would think the NFL and the technology that they were able to have for the draft, what they pulled off with the draft, at least lets me know that they should be able to keep guys up, that it isn't just, okay, we saw you, we checked you in, we know you're not getting fat or not out on a boat with a porn star or not waving a gun around at an orgy. What the hell was that with Earl Thomas? How about that story? That wife gets mad at him because he's drinking. So he's like, screw you, I'm leaving. And he calls his brother, and his brother picks him up, and they go to some Airbnb where they met a bunch of women, and then the wife, they posted something to Snapchat of them being with these women. So his wife shows up with his gun, takes the magazine out of the pistol, but there's a round in the chamber, holds the gun up to his head. Cops show up. He's chasing her around. He gets the gun away from her. He's chasing her. She's waving a knife around. She brings her friends there to wave knives around. She yells out, like, I got something for you, hoes. It was a thing. And then the best part is when they found out it was going to be on TMZ, Earl Thomas puts out a video on social media to say to keep him in your prayers. Okay. Now that's pretty ballsy. I have to say that it's one thing to say, oh, someone is affected by COVID-19 or someone is affected by something else during these unprecedented times. Mandatory that you say that right now. We should get that actually sponsored. The word unprecedented should come with its own sponsorship. But he has the audacity ask that he be kept in prayers. All right, so you get drunk and you go to an orgy, and therefore we should pray for you. Okay, that's maybe we'll when you hit your knees, keep Earl Thomas in your prayers. Hub Arkish is coming up. He has had thoughts about the Bears' schedule and perhaps about what we heard from Bears brass, coach and general manager, both made available last night. We are going to touch base with him on how he thinks this season, whenever it may start, may look. So don't go anywhere. It is Hub with us next on The Score.
Come on for this, friend.
Tonight, starting at 6, we replay the final Boers and Bernstein show.
One of the greatest shows of all time.
Who are you crapping?
Recorded Thursday, December 22nd, 2016, from Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village.
Steak dinner, boom.
Steak dinner, boom. And oh, he hung up.
I'll never call again.
Well, and thank you.
I think you're on something.
I think I'm on something. What do I sound like I'm on, Bill?
Who did you say you're directing this to?
Larry. Larry Horse.
The final Boers and Bernstein show, re-aired tonight at 6.
Bill Band.
On Sports Radio 670, The Score, a radio.com sports station.
This Saturday, UFC 249 is poised to be action-packed. The fighters are eager to step into the octagon, and DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting you in the center of the octagon. A special sign-up offer up to $1,000. Think you know who's going to win the big fight this weekend? Put your money where your mouth is. Place a bet on the winner of the fight with DraftKings Sportsbook. If you haven't tried it yet, betting on MMA is easy. You can pick one fighter per matchup, parlay fights within the card, and even bet on which round the fight will end and how it will end. There's no better way to put your MMA knowledge to the test than with DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings Sportsbook is safe and secure, and it gives you the option to deposit and withdraw your funds at your convenience. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code CHICAGO when you sign up. For a limited time, All new users can get a sign-up bonus of up to $1,000. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook is a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. Don't forget. Enter the code Chicago. Get your sign-up bonus up to $1,000 only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Indiana only. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn, ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn, tell people to stay off the lawn, compare it to your neighbor's lawn, and complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance, which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.